I'd sleep another 100 years, O love, for such another's kiss. And o'er the hills and far away, beyond their utmost purple rim, beyond the night, across the day, through all the world, she followed him. We've just heard The Sleeping Beauty by Eleanor Remick Warren. Thomas Hampson was the prince, Maria Venuti the princess, Gerd Nienstedt the king, David Lutz the pianist, and the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chorus of Krakow, conducted by Bruce Verdon. Our last composer on this program is Cécile Chaminade. She was born in Paris in 1857, the third of four surviving children. She received her earliest musical instruction from her mother, a pianist and singer. Her father, an amateur violinist, ran an insurance company and built a villa at Vézinay. It was there that Bizet made the acquaintance of the girl he soon referred to as his little Mozart. They were 20 years apart in age. He recommended enrolling her at the Paris Conservatoire, but Monsieur Chaminade refused, convinced that girls of the bourgeoisie were intended to become wives and mothers. Bizet nevertheless obtained for Cécile an equivalent in private education. Chaminade wrote for orchestra, opera, and ballet. Her career as a pianist took her all over Europe, as far as Turkey, and culminated in a triumphant tour of the United States, 25 concerts in 1907 and 8. For these appearances, she wrote and wrote 200 short piano pieces and 140 songs. We'll hear a few songs now. L'amour captif, Chanson triste, and L'été. Anne-Sophie von Otter is the mezzo-soprano, Bengt Forsberg the pianist. L'amour captif. My darling, I have tied love's wings. He will no longer be able to fly away or leave our two faithful hearts. With a soft and tidy knot made from your golden tresses, my darling, I have tied love's wings. D'un dessous qui fait de cheveux d'or mignon.